You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. $34 million is a fair amount of money. And that's how much several companies avoided paying in payroll taxes in San Francisco last year, thanks to a tax break devised to lure them into the city. That story is one that you, our listeners, pointed out to us through our Local Money Project. It's also a story about development, gentrification, and tech. To talk about it, we've got John King. He's the urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about these tax deals that were brokered with tech companies, specifically in this neighborhood. What's it called? Mid-Market?
Yes. Market Street is kind of symbolically the most important street in San Francisco. Mid-Market refers to the blocks kind of west of the Union Square area. And no matter how much the rest of Market Street has prospered in the last 30 or 40 years, Mid-Market always really languished. It had lots of empty buildings. It had lots of kind of rundown, derelict buildings with rundown, derelict tenants. It was really kind of the place that blight was not going to go away from. And no matter how much the rest of downtown San Francisco has prospered in recent decades, Mid-Market was always the nut no one could crack. And it just got kind of more moribund and more derelict as things around it seemed to prosper and grow and get higher and glitzier and, you know, more varied. And there have been redevelopment plans for it that never got approved. There have been economic initiatives that fell short. Lots of big talk that went nowhere. And what you saw were more and more buildings just being emptied out entirely. And so the current mayor, Ed Lee, around 2011, 2012, agreed to a tax break that would waive payroll taxes beyond a certain point, newly created payroll taxes for companies that set up in the Mid-Market area. And it was really, it instantly became known as the Twitter tax break. And it was really kind of designed with Twitter in mind, which is, this is a company that's not public. It's going to go public. When it does go public, lots of people are going to be getting a lot of money. They don't all want to be hit with extra payroll taxes or the...
Because at the time they would have, I guess, what, stock options in the way they were paid.
Exactly,
because the company hadn't gone,
exactly.
hadn't gone public then. Aha.
Right. So you've got the stock options that are going to kick in. Everybody could see it coming. And this company was saying, and other companies like it were saying, why do we want to locate in San Francisco? If you're going to grab a big piece of this, we can just go down to the peninsula where that type of payroll tax is not in place. Now, Mid-Market is teeming with life. All these big old buildings that were empty are virtually uninhabited or only uninhabited by government agencies paying dirt cheap rent are filling up with the likes of Twitter, with Uber, with Dolby Laboratories, with Zendex. You've got all these big companies in buildings that, and this is a fluke of development patterns, you know, the Twitter building, the building, it's 1355 Market. Everyone thinks of it as the Twitter building. That is an entire block along Market Street. It is enormous.
So I guess you could say, you know, from the argument that the city was trying to make in terms of bringing in growth and activity, from their standpoint, it worked, right?
It has worked very well. And you have critics on the left who have kind of come after it in recent years because of the larger social and cultural changes going on in San Francisco as a whole, just kind of the heat of the hyperboom and everything. And so this is part of it. But the fact is, these buildings had resisted any sort of activity. So maybe these companies would have moved in even without it. But in defense of Mayor Lee and a lot of economists, the past evidence didn't suggest that would happen.
You have studied the city for a long time, written two books about it. You know, when you walk through the neighborhood now, what does it look like? What does it feel like?
It is a very strange place right now. Mid-Market, from 5th to 12th, roughly, it is seven long blocks between Union Square and the Civic Center, City Hall and things like that. And up until about 18 months ago, if you walked down it, you saw kind of real kind of nasty grifter types. You saw lots of down on their luck type of people just like, you know, leaning against empty storefronts and things like that. And you saw kind of regular, quote unquote, regular business people scurrying from point A to point B. I mean, it was really just like kind of this weird half-empty landscape. And now what you have are, you know, I'm just going to caricature, you know, kind of the techie type person who's walking, you know, with their chai in their hand, zipping over to the Twitter offices or to the Uber offices or something like that. This incredible economic disparity. I'm an architecture critic. One of my favorite buildings is this old furniture store. It's about six stories high with four-story high columns above the base and glass in the middle. You know, the thing was a sweatshop for decades, and it got fixed up about 2 years ago. There's a company, Zendex, is in there, which actually does not take advantage of the tax break. They chose not to. And the bottom floor is now a chai bar. I mean, the change in that building the last 3 years is the change in Market Street.
John King, urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was fun to be here.
Tell us what money story is a big deal where you live. Go to our website, marketplaceweekend.org, and click on Local Money.